Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
TJ, I just noticed something that both of us, within arm's reach right now, I have my bag full of food. Mm-hmm. See, I got a banana in here. I got some... Got some nuts. Mm-hmm. Got me a diet soda. You've got an arm full of food within 2 or 3 feet of you as well.
Just snacks.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Are we like, do we have issues with food here?
I always feel like I do. Like, since doing the morning show, I've gained a lot of weight. And I think it's because not only do I sit on my rump for hours at a time, but I sit here and I don't know if it's my anxiety, like my anxious nature.
Snacking.
But I snack nonstop. And it's not because I'm hungry. It's because it just gives me something to do. It's craziness. But it's like, but I don't feel hungry. You know what I mean? So that's a whole nother issue. So yeah, I guess I do have issue with food.
So there apparently... Looking at pictures of food, according to this article, on a phone is enough to satisfy hunger and could be used as a weight loss technique.
Looking at pictures of food.
That ain't gonna work for me. People who saw the same image of a sweet food 30 times felt fuller without actually eating anything. This is according to a research journal called
Appetite. So if I looked at these honey roasted cashews
just look
30
at them.
Times,
yes,
I'm gonna feel full and not want to eat them. Okay.
I don't think it works that way.
No, I think it's going to make me hungrier. I don't know. I don't prepare well enough. Like, you always have a well thought out lunch or breakfast, whereas I just grab random snacks out of my cupboard. Like, I need to prepare more for the mornings.
Yeah.
To set myself up
well,
for more
success.
Well, I
know once we're here, it's either Grubhub, which I don't want to do, or the vending machine,
right,
which has a handful of healthy things in it, but the majority of it is not stuff you want to lean on. So that's why I always buy like bananas and fruit and nuts and all that stuff.
You do, but you shop ahead of time for all that.
I buy it all in bulk. That's why I shop at Costco. So
I know.
See, I have 20.
I don't think enough about my next meal, which has always been my downfall, to prepare.
Have you... thought about the GLP-1s, not thought about using them, but just read up on them and learned about them.
Oh, yeah, of course. So hasn't every, like...
In the last 2 years, the term food noise has come top of mind for me. And okay. I never was able to put a term to it, but I always think about food all the time.
What do you mean?
I just ate one of those fig bars, like three ingredients, those okay. things. And as I'm putting it away, I'm like, what time I'm going to have my next snack? Let's see. Should I go for the nuts? I want to get home today.
Really?
Ground beef in the fridge. Maybe I can make that. That is like in my head all the time. And when that term food noise came out, I was like, oh my God, that's me.
So you always think about what you're going to eat next, even when if you're not hungry.
Yes. When I was in the best shape of my life, it was all about which healthy meal am I going to prepare next?
But it was still the meal.
It was always there. And it's always there. And that term, ever since I heard that term food noise, I'm like, oh my God, that is me. Like they made that word up for me.
Wow. I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure 585-252-9233, because I don't have that. And that's why I'm unprepared.
That's probably why you walk in here and then you're like, oh, I'm going to order Grubhub in 10 minutes. We're talking about the term food noise. That's when, especially in light of, you know, all the GLP-1s that have become popular over the last couple of years, that continuous thought in your head, it's just food, food, food. What's your next meal? Where's your next meal coming from? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Good morning.
I'm like you, Billy. I am constantly, it's always about food. I'm tired. It's exhausting. I do my meal prep on Sundays. I'm planning for the week ahead while I'm making that week's food. It's awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, so... Is that comforting because you know the next meal you're going to have?
I guess. Sometimes it gets a little boring, too, because I make, like, the one thing for the week.
Yeah, so you eat it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I try to switch it up a little bit. But as far as TJ, like, the snacking, I don't know how you feel about, like, the cherry tomatoes or the cucumbers, but we're getting into a good season now. Or if you just sliced up some of those and kind of had them sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat a garden full of cucumbers.
Hold on. Did you hear her?
I'm listening.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I like the bad stuff too much. I'm an equal opportunity foodie. I like the good stuff just as much. So I don't think I've had a food I don't like.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing in a way because I can eat the good stuff.
Food prepping for me, making good healthy meals, means I'll make better decisions. So when I get home, I'm not like, okay, I have this great healthy meal, or I could grab some of the kids' chicken nuggets and have some mac and cheese with, you know, like that's where my head would
go. I'm always like, what do I feel like eating? Like, I'm not going to feel like eating that. What if I don't want chicken? What if I feel like eating something else? I don't know. So I base it too much on what I feel like eating, which, you know.
When I spend what I have on what I'm making, then that's what I have. I don't have much of a choice. And as far as eating the kids' food, by the time I get home from work in the gym, I'm so tired that I wouldn't even put anything in the air fryer. I'm over it by then.
So yeah. Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power.
And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't even have to worry about me stealing their stuff.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, you have a great day.
I don't know how this happened, but they're unlocking the cage door here in the studio, and we're going to get out and about for a day. At least one day. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. CMAC Box Office Day is back. It is Friday, May 1st, next Friday, 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. We are going to be kicking things off with the live broadcast from CMAC from 6 till 10 next Friday.
Yes. Yeah, so on Friday, May 1st, when you come, you purchase a lawn ticket in person at the main box office. You're going to score one complimentary ticket to the Corona Cabana. Now, that's the very exclusive tent that's up at the top of the lawn. And with that, you get a private bar, you get a private bathrooms, and Adirondack chairs, so you can kind of soak in the show.
Plus, during the live broadcast, you're going to have a chance to win some cool stuff. VIP tickets up for grabs to see Dierks Bentley. He's going to be at CMAC on July 11th, or Luke Bryan on August 26th.
So get there early, enter to win some merch from CMAC's 2026 artists. We're going to have some breakfast pizza there for salvatores.com for you to come and enjoy. And that is while supplies last. And our friends at Edgemere Coffee are going to be on site serving up some delicious coffee drinks.
Corona Cabana tickets, they are subject to availability. There's limit four per show. So if you go with the group, we saw a lot of people do this last year. Just have one person go down and get the tickets for everybody.
Right.
Right? So it's four per show and valid only on May 1st, 8 till 2 with in-person purchase. So you have to go down to CMAC to buy those Cabana tickets, you know, on top of your regular tickets.
Correct. So any more information, all the full details, or a list of eligible shows, those are all at our website at WBEE.com.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Abby sent us a Facebook DM. She said, I went to a restaurant with my husband and my two-year-old daughter. We've been to this restaurant before, and depending on what we order, it's usually no more than $55 for all three of us. This time, I got the bill, it was $75. They added in an 18% gratuity. I'm a hairdresser. Tips are great, but I would never automatically add a tip or tell clients how much to tip me. I think that places should list recommended tips, but not automatically add them in.
Yeah, 585-252-9233. You definitely, if you work for tips, you definitely are probably for this.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just...
You ever wait tables? You ever work in a restaurant?
I did, yes. But I would never expect the tip in the bill, but it's, for me, the tips have gotten out of control. Like I'll pick up food and I'm tipping. I don't know why.
Right.
I walk, you know, somebody's making a sub and I'm tipping and I don't know why.
Well, like, I love it when you point it out and they go, oh, that's just the way the machine's set up.
Right. And they're like, you can just skip that or you can do whatever. It's like, okay, well, you stare at me.
Right?
All right, here, I'll give you a buck. I don't know why.
So today's COPO, 252-9233. Should the tips be included automatically in the bill, or should that be up to the customer? What do you think?
Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Abby hit us up with a Facebook DM. I went to a restaurant recently with my husband and two-year-old daughter. We've been here before. It's usually $55. This time it was $75. I looked and there was an 18% gratuity automatically added to it. I don't think they should automatically add gratuities, is what she's asking. Is she out of line thinking that? How about you? What do you think? 252-9233. Good morning.
So let's go back to reality.
Yeah.
And let's just say, if somebody put an 18% tip into the bill without there being at least eight people in my party, I would call the manager over, say, take this off the bill, and I would not pay it. I'm sorry. Tipping has gotten... I know it has.
It's so infuriating.
It's not even funny anymore. You're going to get tips on how you serve me, and I'm always good about it. If you're bad, you're going to get a bit. Let's get back to reality, you little millennials. We do not include an 18% tip on a bill that doesn't have 8 or more people. That's the way it is. Both my kids were servers, and both my kids would say the same thing. And they know exactly how to present themselves and made sure they got good tips. And if they didn't, they knew. Change your attitude.
Gotcha.
That's the way it is.
All right. We appreciate you putting in your two cents to the court of public opinion.
And I am not tipping on getting coffee. I'm not tipping on going to pick up my food. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
And you don't feel guilty about that? Because why do I feel guilty when I don't do that?
Hell no. You're an idiot if you do. No way do you. No. You don't. No. It's gotten out of control. Sorry.
All right.
No, I don't feel guilty.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She just called me an idiot.
Yes, she did. All right. Court of public opinion. Bunch of text messages. This is always a lightning rod when we mention tipping.
Yeah.
Is it a tip or a servage charge? Tips are usually 15 to 25%. 8% is poor tip. Other people saying an automatic gratuity should be included. Anything additional should be 20% and up. Wow. But a majority, those were the only two that were even like vaguely not in favor of it or against it, I should say. Almost everybody else is saying it should not be mandatory. That's up to the customer.
Tips should be based on service, bottom line, end of story. That is how our court of public opinion.
The text just popped up and says she doesn't know how old millennials are. We are not the problem.
It's just easier, I guess. There's so many people who blame the poor millennials.
So what is our what is the court of public opinion?
No, it should not be automatically in your bill. Absolutely not. It should be based on service.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.